Chanda Parbu was at the front of the crowd at Mike Bloomberg's January kickoff rally in Dallas. Before that, she met with Elizabeth Warren's campaign.
We are one of the fastest growing minority populations in the state of Texas. We now have a voice. We have the opportunity to stand up for ourselves.
In Texas, the Asian population has increased by more than 40% in the last decade. There are more than 500,000 South Asians in the state, second only to California.
We see candidates really investing and saying how important Texas is. Every campaign now has an Asian outreach person. So I think that's really reassuring that we do make a difference.
Parbu, who is of Indian descent, immigrated with her family to affluent Highland Park in 1979. For years, she says, they were one of just a few Asian families in the neighborhood and among a handful of Democrats. And while more Indian families moved into Dallas, she rarely felt comfortable talking about her politics. But the 2016 election changed that. She and other women in her North Dallas neighborhood started organizing for Beto O'Rourke's Senate campaign 2 years later. Her job was to rally the South Asian community.
This is a shout out to Daisy's for Beto.
Beto just opened up a lot of doors for us because people were willing to support him. So even in my very Republican neighborhood, we usually had 5 Democrat signs up. I was able to put up 100 Beto signs. And so that tells you that people were willing to come out of the woodwork. And I think it's the same with the South Asian community, is that nobody's ever tapped that community.
Now politicians aren't just tapping, they're knocking loudly.
And in the great state of Texas, we're blessed to have an Indian American community of over.
Not Senator Ted Cruz, who defeated O'Rourke 2 years ago. On a trip to India in December, Cruz posted selfie videos in front of the Humayun tomb in Delhi. And Bernie Sanders is sending out Facebook messages in Hindi. One says, Arapation per tax. Translation, tax on billionaires.
I think there is a growing recognition of the political clout, you know, of the South Asian community in the United States.
SMU anthropologist Caroline Brattell studies the South Asian population in Texas. She says in the last decade, she's seen Asians embrace politicians on both sides of the aisle in an effort to foster relationships and gain influence.
And I would watch at various kinds of public events in the Indian community, they'd always invite a political figure. And it really didn't matter what the party was. It was, you know, somebody of prominence. And so I think the Pete Sessions of the world figured out, you know, that this was a moneyed, educated, prominent community.
Pete Sessions lost his North Texas congressional seat in the last election. He's running again this spring in a different district. 2018 is also when a number of state legislative seats turned blue in North Texas. Democratic strategist Matt Engel says grassroots organizing helped make that happen. But all minority groups would have to be energized to turn Texas blue.
Well, for a Democrat to win in almost any competitive circumstance, and certainly for a Democrat to be able to take something away from a Republican, we have to build a coalition. African Americans, Latinos, Asian Americans, and fair-minded Anglos. And if you let one of those legs fall off, you're going to fall short.
That's why Chanda Parbu is focused on registering people to vote at mosques and temples and at a recent Plano ceremony, where 2,000 folks got their U.S. citizenship.
It's really emotional, and to see the diversity, you realize, you know, this is what our country is.
With tears in her eyes, Parbu says she's finally found her voice, and she's excited that there are politicians who are willing to listen. I'm Sujatha Dand in Plano.